We thank the sponsor of this program for relinquishing a portion of his time in order that you might hear the latest news from the NBC newsroom. President Roosevelt will address the nation by radio tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The President's address will be heard over this station. We repeat the time, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. The President presumably will give the nation a report on the war with Japan. The National Broadcasting Company and all its affiliated stations are operating on a 24-hour basis in the present emergency. Keep tuned to this station for the latest news. They're evacuating women, children, and the aged and infirm tonight from around Fort MacArthur in California. The order for that evacuation was issued by Colonel W.W. Hicks, the commanding officer in charge of defense in the Los Angeles Harbor area. San Francisco has no system of air raid sirens, but they worked out a substitute today in San Francisco. In case of an air attack, all fire engines will be moved into the streets and their sirens will be used as a warning. The only member of Congress to vote against war on Japan was being urged tonight to change that vote. She is Representative Jeanette Rankin, who also voted against war in 1917. The Republican National Committee man in her state of Montana telegraphed Representative Rankin that she should redeem Montana's honor by changing her vote. If any further news develops, this program will be interrupted from the NBC newsroom. Fresh Yeast presents My Love of Mystery. Mystery, presenting the latest adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie, specialists in crime and adventure, now engaged in traveling the hidden underground railway from Mexico to Canada in the face of death. Now, if I were to ask you to take Fleischmann's Yeast, not for a month or 2 months, but for just 1 week to see what benefits you can get, you'd think that a pretty reasonable request, wouldn't you?
Sure, sounds reasonable to me. But, sir, can one really notice a difference after taking Fleischmann's Yeast for just 1 week?
Well, recently over 150 people completed a special test of Fleischmann's Yeast, and 6 out of 10 said they benefited the very first week. And after 4 weeks were up, 9 out of 10 reported definite benefits.
Say, Fleischmann's Yeast must be all right.
You bet. Fleischmann's Yeast is one of the richest natural sources of vitamin B complex. And many people need more of this important group of vitamins to help them feel brilliantly alive and fit.
Well, I believe I'll try Fleischmann's Yeast for a week. I'd like to see what it can do for me.
Well, and remember, you can keep the whole week's supply right in the refrigerator. Then, last thing every night, first thing every morning, drink Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast in tomato juice. Yes, drink it, America. Your health. Secret Passage to Death, a new Carlton Morris adventure thriller. At 3 o'clock in the morning on the brow of a rugged peak, somewhere in the mountainous and sparsely inhabited eastern California county known as Inyo. 3 o'clock in the morning over a mile above sea level, lighted by a white, frosty moon and freezing cold. And instead of being met by a friendly guide, the trail ends in the chilling shadow of a gnarled oak with the body of a man swaying from a limb, hanged by the neck. That's where Jack Packard, Doc Long, and Reggie York are now, looking up at this dangling corpse, which was to have been their friend and guide. Crouched in the protective shadow of a jagged granite rock out of the numbing cold is Eve Barclay, and with her, the unconscious small form of the Chinese girl. That's the whole object of this excursion into death and destruction. Jack, Doc, and Reggie have been hired to safely carry the Chinese girl, who is in a state of hypnotic sleep, from the Mexican border to Canada, and all the forces of evil in America are out to stop them. Eve Barclay is the sleeping Oriental girl's companion. The route they are traveling is the mysterious underground underground railway. Their first station was a hideout on the Mexican border. Their second station, a respectable but isolated farmhouse in Inyo County. And now, here they are approaching the third station. The man hanging from the limb was to have guided them to it.
Reggie, you go to the rock and stay with Miss Barkley and the Chinese girl.
We're going to remain here
for a few minutes. Doc and I are going to cut this body down. Stay with the girls and keep your eyes open.
You may depend on the folks that still have on him, Jack.
No, there isn't. He's a dead pigeon. But I got to get some kind of a clue.
Huh?
Don't you realize we have got the faintest clue to the third station of the underground railway without this man's help? Yes, I think this is the man.
Hey, that's
right. Get out your knife. I'll support the body when you set it down.
Okay, but you don't think that anybody who'd take the trouble to kill this boy would leave him without going through his pocket, do you? Especially if he was killed to keep us from keeping from helping us.
So he was killed. Don't worry about that. You right?
Yeah. Just say the word.
Okay. All right, cut him down.
Yeah. There.
All right,
I got it.
Yeah. There you go. Lay that like a coffin. Hey, fella, I just got me an idea. Suppose the folks that strung up Oscar here are still around.
You just thought of that?
Yeah.
What do you think I sent Reggie over to the girls for?
Well, then you think maybe they are around?
What's to prevent?
Then why don't we get the heck on out of here?
Unless I get some information off this body, there's no place for us to go except back to the last station. Starting over.
Hey, son, after we spent practically all night getting this for?
My idea, exactly.
I don't see how it... Hey, what's this he's got in his left hand?
Huh?
Look, he's got something clutched in his fingers. If we could find him open...
Never mind, I can see it.
You can?
Yeah. It's a little gold cross.
Oh, I thought it might be something we could use as a team.
Well, maybe it is. Look, thin gold chain attached. He must have reached up and dragged it off his neck in his last instant of life.
Yeah, probably kind of religious, poor fella.
Or maybe in one last desperate effort, he was trying to leave us a message.
Gold cross? Don't leave no message to me.
I wonder. Come on, let's get out of here.
Now, wait a minute. What about poor Oscar here?
If you have friends, we'll find him. Our job is to get away from here fast. Let's do it.
You think he got on to something?
Maybe. Hey. Isn't this where we left Reggie and the girls?
Yeah.
Hey, Reggie.
Around here, Jack. Around the rock.
Boy, did that get me a scare for a minute.
Here we are.
Big dark one.
Sorry to hear this.
More shelter from the cold. Miss Barkley was worried about the sleeping Chinese girl.
Oh.
It's quite all right now. I put an extra sweater on her.
All right, now listen. In spite of our guide being dead, I think I got a clue to the third station. We came up to the prow of the peak from the south. There's a sheer 100-foot cliff just the other side of the oak tree over there where we found the body. That cliff cuts off any possibility of getting down on either the east or north side, so there's only one direction for us to go.
West,
I am.
This is every country, Jack. Unless we've got a path to follow, it's going to be rough going.
Well, it's just too bad. Doc, your turn to carry the Chinese girl.
Right now, huh?
Yeah. Is she ready, Miss Barkley?
Yes.
Okay, up you come, honey. Doggone her, she don't remind me of some little kid. She can't weigh more than about 80 pounds.
Doc, you follow right behind me with a girl, and you, Miss Barkley, and your lance right there.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest walking is right along the edge of the cliff to begin with. Watch your step. Come on.
Oh, I'm plenty thankful for that moon.
Never mind the moon. I'll drive it for what it might be waiting in the shadows.
Yeah.
We're coming to the edge of the cliff, so watch out. Doc, didn't I tell you to watch out?
Boy, that gravel is slippery.
If you want to dive off that cliff, go ahead and leave the girl behind.
Oh, I'll watch you. Hey.
Flat on the ground, everybody. Break down, Miss Barkley.
What was that?
Rifle fire. Reggie, keep an eye open behind.
I do.
You think those are the men who hanged our guide?
What do you think? That shot came from behind, don't you think, Reggie?
Right.
Okay, we're going back. Keep on your hands and knees.
Hey, what about me?
You stay right where you are, lying on your stomachs. All right, come on, Reggie.
Oh, that's great. A swell fight, me laying here on my stomach with two female women.
Mr. Packard and Mr. York armed?
They're armed with what it takes to stomp out the kind of vermin that's back here.
Well, I hope.
We ain't getting off to such a good start, looks like.
I've been fighting this kind of thing ever since I left Spain with the sleeping girl.
Yeah, you have had a time. Spain to Africa to South America to Mexico. Maybe you've been doing all right with that little Chinese girl.
Well, until she's been delivered to the International Society's headquarters in London, before we start to pat ourselves on the back.
Doggone it, I wonder what it is.
Here, listen.
Yeah, it sounded like somebody went off of a cliff.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, listen. Well, whatever happened, it seems to be all over.
You think?
This ain't no time to think. This is a time to just wait and see.
Well, if that was Mr. Packard or Mr. York who went off the cliff.
Oh, don't be such a darn fool. Zachary Ridge wouldn't make a noise like that if he was being cut up into little pieces.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm kind of upset at that. Hey, listen.
There's somebody.
Who is it? And talk fast.
It's okay, Doc. Relax.
Oh.
Is Reggie all right?
Okay. Up on your feet. Let's get on our way.
All over, huh?
Enemy encountered and badly discouraged.
Yeah. That baby that went over the edge sounded mighty discouraged.
Yeah, it's too bad. The other one didn't make a sound when he went over.
Two of them, huh?
Was it necessary?
Damn, there was. All right, here we go.
That don't sound like it was a church somewhere down below.
It does it then? What time do you suppose it is?
Somewhere around 4 o'clock in the morning. Come on.
Realize we've been coming down that darn mountain for 5 hours.
Well, I'm down at last.
Where does it get us to? See any bacon and eggs around anywhere?
Yeah, let me take the girl for a while, Reggie.
Well, I can keep it for a while yet. You better help us, Patrick.
Well, I'm afraid my feet are blisters.
Yeah, and that roll down into the ravine didn't do any good. Let me give you a hand.
Oh, forget it. It's part of the game. Oh, look. Look through the trees.
I say, where?
The church spire.
That must be the mission whose bells we've been hearing.
Yes, ma'am. They ain't going to cast jump away. Man, do I hope they got a lot of bread and cheese. Come on, let's hold it up back.
I say, children singing.
There must be a school in connection with the mission.
Doggone, ain't that sweet? Listen. Somehow I really go for that. All my life I've been crazy about kids. What I ought to have been is a family man.
Maybe a great family man. Yeah, let's go right straight across the lawn to the mission building.
Ain't going to care much about us walking on that lawn, I bet you.
Oh, if this is the place we're looking for.
Yeah.
I say, the singing stopped.
Oh, probably caught sight of us. Look, there comes one of the sisters out on the porch.
Well, let me do the talking, will you?
Good morning. Are your people in trouble?
I'm afraid we are, sister.
Put the Chinese girl down, Mr. York, please.
What's the pleasure?
You are one of the sisters of this Catholic mission, aren't you?
Oh, you're mistaken. I'm not a sister. This isn't a Catholic mission.
Oh.
No. It's interdenominational, if anything.
Oh. Are you head of the mission school?
Oh, no. I'm only a teacher.
Yes, ma'am. We heard them singing as we come up.
Yes. They sing like little angels. But something must be done for this little Chinese girl. I'll send one of the children for Dr. Lester.
Dr. Lester, the head of this mission?
Yes. Excuse me while I start one of the children on the errand.
Yes, certainly.
Nice lady, huh?
Jack, do you think this is the third station?
I don't know. I'm anxious to take a look at this Dr. Lester.
Well, here come teacher.
Yeah.
We'll have Dr. Lester here in no time now. I suggest you men wait here until he comes. And I'll take these girls to the women's quarters. This Chinese girl, what's wrong with her?
She's
fallen into a coma. We're trying to get her to a specialist.
Why?
I see.
What do you carry over to the women's quarters for Miss...
Miss Walters.
Yeah, Miss Walters.
This way, please.
I do.
I hate to leave those girls underground.
Well, you can't expect us to go to the women's department. What would they think?
Yeah, hold it. Here he comes.
Dr. Lester. Looks like a mighty fine, upstanding gent, if you ask me.
Good afternoon. You gentlemen wish to see me?
You the Reverend Dr. Lester?
I am.
I'm Jack Packard. This is Doc Long.
I see.
Were you expecting us? Three men and two women, one Chinese girl?
Was I expecting? My dear sir, I was expecting no one. And certainly not a Chinese girl.
Not even an unconscious Chinese girl.
This gets more curious every minute. Now, if we can be of any assistance to you...
Oh, you're doggone right you can. I'm so hungry I could eat ham and eggs in the row.
Food? Of course you shall be fed.
Oh, just a minute. Is no concern of yours that one man was hanged and two others went to their death over a cliff on that mountain peak up there?
Mountain peak?
Yes.
The death of my fellow men is always of concern to us who minister to men's lives.
The man who was hanged had a gold cross in his head.
It's good that he was thinking of his maker when his sword left his body.
That's all you've got to say?
I'm afraid I don't understand.
Oh, well, it's okay, Doctor. It's our fault, not yours. We'll accept your invitation to eat.
Excuse me, then. I'll give orders for his preparation. Just less steam, please.
Not the third station, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about it, sir?
Oh, boy. Now you know how it feels to be absolutely and utterly lost.
The enemy of the International Society with headquarters in London, to whom the boys are trying to deliver a sleeping Chinese girl, has for the moment disrupted the underground railway system. This is only the beginning of adventure. But first, there's just time to tell our friend here in the studio how to make Fleischmann's yeast the new pleasant way. All right, sir, here's all you do. Just mash up a cake of Fleischmann's yeast in a dry glass with a fork. Add just a little tomato juice and stir till smoothly blended. Fill the glass, give it another stir, and drink it immediately.
Say, that sounds easy. I'll start drinking Fleischmann's yeast first thing tomorrow. I could use more vitamins.
Well, then just be sure that you always ask for Fleischmann's yeast. You know, Fleischmann's is not only one of the richest natural sources of vitamin B complex, but no other yeast has the other vitamins shown on the Fleischmann label, and that includes fresh yeast, dry yeast, and any other kind of yeast. So, friends, if you want to find out what yeast can do for you, go to your grocer's tomorrow and buy a week's supply of Fleischmann's yeast. Then try it for just 1 week. The last thing every night and the first thing every morning, drink one cake of Fleischmann's fresh yeast in tomato juice. Yes, drink it, America. To your health.
What day? Hey, where the heck we at?
The mission. Where we arrived this morning.
Yeah. You mean in the A-barn of the mission?
Okay, barn. In a way, it's now 7 in the evening.
Yeah, I've been sleeping here in the hay since noon.
Yeah.
Reggie and the girls, too?
Barclay's still asleep over there in the manger we fixed up for him.
Yeah, and hanging on to the China dot like grim death, I bet you.
Matter of fact, she handcuffed the Chinese girl to her before she went to sleep.
Well, where did she get a handcuff?
She had it.
Well, what about you?
Woke up, so I sent around to see Dr. Lester about some food for this evening.
Doggone. Don't you like the way them mission kids sing?
Mm-hmm. The teacher said this is their evening singing period before they turn in.
They had already, huh?
Yeah.
Jack, I don't get something. Miss Walters, or whatever her name is, was willing to keep Eve in the China doll in the women's quarters, and Dr. Lester said we could keep put us up at the mission.
Well, but they said...
Well, then why in the heck did you insist on parking us, including the women, out here in the barn?
If the mission isn't one of the stations of the Underground Railway, I don't want it to get mixed up in our trouble.
Uh-huh. And it ain't.
No, good for it. But I'm
also pretty sure that the third station is somewhere in this general neighborhood.
Yeah.
If it is, they should have heard about our being stranded here at the mission by this time. Especially as I asked Dr. Letcher to spread it around the village down below about the hanged man with the cross.
You think he might come for us?
I think it's a possibility. That's why I wanted us all here together in the barn, so we could get away quietly without causing a lot of fuss.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't go, that's all right, too, son. That's what I call figuring things out.
There was only one disadvantage.
What's that? Hey, Miss Barker.
Have you been listening?
Yes. What's the disadvantage?
Well, it's just as likely to bring the enemy as it is to bring friends.
Yeah. And how are we going to tell which is which?
Well, I suppose we meet that when it happens. When did you bring the Chinese girl out of the manger?
Sure, I'll go get that little sleeping China doll. She's a hunk of stuff, if you ask me.
What does he call her, the China doll?
Well, she's even saying the sleeping Chinese girl all the time.
And very applicable, too.
Just wait till Jerry Booker hears that I've been carrying a little old cutie all the way from the Mexican border to the Canadian border and he's your mammy on.
Put the girl down. No, here.
Oh, okay. There she is.
Thank you.
Hey, hold on. Somebody's coming in.
Say there. Everyone awake?
Oh, Reggie. Hey, son. Whatever you've got in that bucket smells mighty good to me.
There we are.
Full tail of some of the best beef stew you ever tasted.
I know, I tried it.
Son, now you're talking my language.
There's a china cup for each one. Here you are, Jerry.
Just dip in.
Fire!
Oh, my
God, fire!
Did you hear that?
I heard someone calling.
I thought someone said the barn was on fire.
Hey, there's a fire on. Yeah, that's no smoke. Somebody's going out of here.
I don't like this. Reggie, pick up the china doll.
Okay. Stop.
Take it up to this pocket all the time.
In case we're in the trouble, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of trouble?
You don't think this barn just happened to catch on fire, do you?
Oh, yes.
Come on now, right behind me.
Uh-oh, you can smell smoke now. Definitely.
Hey, they're nearly to the door.
Look, the roof's on fire.
And the minute them burning shingles drop down on the hay, the whole hay mow will be on fire.
Okay, here's the door.
I said it would be out of it in a minute.
I'll step away from the opening until I have a look.
Are we in it, clear?
Just a minute.
Hey, did you get you, Jack? Shut that door, Ed.
No, but we came awful close.
Hey, Jack, what are we going to do? We're surrounded.
Yeah, getting pretty thick in here.
There's a couple of windows further down the wall. Maybe we could break in and get some air.
Or you can get out that way.
I don't know about that. We'd show up in the firelight.
It's doing well. Come on.
Here's what I mean.
Grab up something to break the glass. A little fresh air.
Hey, what's the matter? You got your dad? I didn't break that window. Something threw a rock in from outside. If you have any chance.
Oh, so now they're throwing rocks there.
Right. Here it is. I say, Dad, there's a paper tied about it.
Paper? Here, let me see.
Tied about with a string. Here you are.
Can you get enough lead from a haymarks on fire?
Yeah. Hey, listen. Dr. Lester says to go to the back of the grain room. There's a door leading down into a stone cellar. There is plenty of ventilation, so you will not suffocate. Sign, last call for the boys in blue.
Well, you better find that grain room that quick.
Hey, I know the way. Follow me. Here it is.
It's a sit-down door.
That'll help you keep out the heat and smoke. Down you go. Watch your step.
Yeah.
I'm just closing the door. Better use your flashlight, Doc.
Okay. Boy, show us fire, that man. Let that barn just burn on down
right
here.
Who cares? There we are.
Doggone, when you look around, this must be the storeroom for the mission. Well, you look at all the supplies.
Yeah, it's clean and cool in spite of the fire up
there. Yeah. You'd better lay that there china dog down before Miss Barker jumps down your throat,
Reggie.
Right here, please.
Hey, now what are we going to do?
Wait until the fire dies down and the embers cool up above.
Which will be sometime toward morning, I reckon.
I say, is everyone awake?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, me too. What time is it?
Just 3 a.m.
Oh, boy. You'd think the embers up yonder would be cool enough for them to come down and get to it by now.
Yeah, I thought I heard some movement a short while ago.
Hey, you did. You hear, Jack?
Yeah, I heard. Listen.
Maybe
Fleischmann's is the only yeast with all these vitamins, and that includes fresh yeast, dry yeast, and any other kind of yeast. And if you bake at home, remember that three of the vitamins in Fleischmann's yeast, B1, D, and G, are not appreciably lost in the oven. They go right into the bread. Further adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie on the secret passage to death will come to you next week at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you through the courtesy of the makers of Fleischmann's Fresh Yeast. Coffee lovers, enjoy truly great coffee. Chase and Sanborn's wonderful Super Rich Blend. It's brimming with extra flavor and fragrance. Rich, heady, delicious. A blend that puts you in a holiday mood every day in the week. Your choice of drip or regular grind, both economical, both supremely satisfying. For downright coffee pleasure, for the blend that's friendship in a cup, ask your grocer for Super Rich Chase and Sanborn. This is the Blue Network of the National Broadcasting Company.